Finances can be really complicated. It's a lot to get organized. It can be hard to see all the bits and pieces of your portfolio and your accounts and all that kind of stuff. A wealth management firm based in Calgary, Alberta, is trying something a little bit different. It is called Camber Capital. It is their Camber dashboard. And their objective here is to create a tool that helps you better visualize your finances. Joining me now to talk about it is the company's CEO, Rob Townsend. Hello there.
Bruce, thanks for having me.
What were you trying to create with this new dashboard?
Basically, to visualize and simplify the personal finance experience. And, you know, we have a big problem in Canadian personal finance in that the focus is all on things that are really outside of our control instead of focusing on the things that are in our control. And so we were trying to bring the focus back into those control variables and do it in a modern, fun, and engaging way for our clients.
Ooh, fun. What do you have, like an avatar on there? Is there like funny dancing stick figures and a theme song?
Yeah, you know, we're trying to pick up a lot of the cues from some of these big successful companies like an Apple Watch, like a Fitbit. They're gamifying these good behaviors that done consistently over long periods of time stack up to really meaningful results. And we can see the same thing in finance, but we have to make it more engaging so that people want to do it instead of just talking about, you know, trading stocks all day.
So what is on the dashboard? We know in a car, it's an odometer, it's a fuel gauge, it's headlights on or off. What does your financial dashboard include?
So there's a few different tabs, and we like to say to clients, you know, there's over 200 hours of presentation material in this dashboard. So it really depends where they want to go. And the nice thing about data visualization is it's kind of like an iceberg. You can start at the top, very high level, but if you want to get down to that really granular detail, that's all there through click-throughs. But the basic tabs are looking at cash flow and net worth, then tying that into a scenario analysis tool where you can test out your biggest fears and dreams. You know, what if the market goes down by 30%? What if I have bad returns in retirement? What if we buy a cottage? What if we retire earlier? Anything that's on your mind can be tested visually with really strong data science behind it. So you can take kind of that mystery out of the what if scenarios.
How do you get the data into the dashboard? Because these kinds of things have been around for ages, the Quicken and the Mint and, you know, your investment portfolios all online. How do you get the data into the dashboard?
I think that's a very good question. I mean, to produce a good model, you need a lot of data. And a lot of that data comes from disparate sources, right? Your insurance, your investment, your house, your spending, all of those things are in different places, and they're not always well organized and easy to get into a data model. So what we've tried to do is simplify that experience by making a fun, interactive survey for the clients to onboard with. And we've used data scientists at the University of Calgary to make an assumption engine based on Statistics Canada data to kind of fill in the blanks, at least to get us up and running in a functional dashboard that they can start using, interacting. We like to say test driving this experience upfront, no fees, no commitment. And then once we need to dial into a big decision or a big question or a big pain point, then we can really kind of wrap that a more accurate data around it by getting
it from it. Does your dashboard go and scrape my bank accounts and my credit cards to get an accurate reflection of what's coming in and what's going out?
It does not at this point.
Got it. So it's not the level of sophistication that you'd get from a Quicken or Mint that, or even if you just, you know, have a great budgeting tool at your bank. It's not that. So tell us about the power of visualization. What are the scenarios that you can model, and what do you hope people take away from that?
One of the big things we visualize is just their asset allocation. And we know in Canada, the Canadians have this huge home bias in their portfolio. So sometimes when you see that visually, you can see just how concentrated in one small country that you are versus what a more traditional asset allocation should look like.
What are the pitfalls of this? I mean, because I've tried many of these sorts of services over the years, and the ongoing angst that I have is that none of the tools can populate in the way that I would like it to populate. So great, it's awesome on cash flow, but I was trying one and the net worth calculation was inaccurate because it wasn't sophisticated enough to take a US stock price and convert it into Canadian dollars. So the net worth calculation was all off. It was just too much work.
Exactly. And that's, I mean, I think that's one of Camber's difference. We're not trying to fully automate this. It's, there's a ton of human interaction that has to occur in order for a dashboard to be created. We're trying to use technology in all the ways that we can, but it does have limits. And, you know, even those Mint apps, you get it and the categorization is all wrong. You know, you put $5,000 in your TFSA, it causes that as an expense, not savings. You have to go in and fix all that. So we're having that human level exposure to go through all the assumptions that go into the data model in order for it to be as accurate as possible and truly represent the assumptions that you understand and are comfortable making.
What is the frequency with which an individual or family should engage with a dashboard, whether it's yours or Quicken or Mint or wherever else they are? How do they make sure? I mean, when you're driving your car, you're not looking at the fuel gauge every 4 seconds. You are sure looking at your speedometer every couple of seconds.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the interesting part about personal finance, right? It's really a process-based system. And so we just want to try and gamify that experience of letting people know that they're on the right track, doing all the best behaviors that are in their control. So how often do they have to do that? Well, at times when they're worried or at times when they're making big decisions. Another part of the dashboarding tool is an action items for the year's to-do list. And I think that's more important. Like, what do I need to do this year to stay on track, know that I'm doing the best things that I can be doing, and then I can go on living the life that I want to live and not worrying about this.
What are some examples of things that would be on that to-do list? Is it more holistic than investing, or is it very much focused on that world?
Well, you know, really the big one that I think we still haven't solved in a lot of ways in Canada is just the sequence of your registered accounts. How can you use those wisely? And how can you stay up to date with those contributions? And it gets complicated quite quickly, and it needs to be easier for the person to know, okay, the first $6,000 of saving goes to my tax-free savings account. After that, I do my RRSP. Then I do my spouse's RRSP if I have money left over, and then I go to my non-reg account. But that is dependent on a lot of different factors, so it kind of needs to be formulated in a plan. But that would be a good example of something we're trying to really make sure people go after every year, the simple wins of saving, using the appropriate accounts in the right sequence to minimize tax, and then to have a diversified asset allocation.
Interesting stuff. Rob, thanks for your time today.
It has been so much fun. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. Take care. Rob Townsend is CEO of Camber Capital. They are the folks behind a new thing, I'll call it a thing, called the Camber Dashboard. Basically, the idea, which I am a huge fan of, not a particular product, but just the idea of tracking the metrics that are most important to financial health.